Hello and welcome to the Arista Wealth Podcast, where we focus on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle so you can focus on living your dreams. We'll help you navigate through important topics so that you can elevate your life and financial health.
Welcome to Arista Wealth's podcast. Today we're going to be talking about self-directed IRAs. We get this a lot about the possibility of trying to buy real estate with an IRA and other investments. And so really excited to bring up today's topic. Jordan, welcome.
Thank you so much, Zach.
So stay tuned as we dive into some benefits and also some common pitfalls of self-directed IRAs.
Yeah, Zach, you bring up a really interesting point. And, you know, we do receive a lot of calls with clients interested in, you know, what are self-directed IRAs? How do they differ from IRAs in a more traditional sense of the word? So I'm excited to dive into some of the details, and I'll just provide our listeners a very, very high-level overview. So in contrast to traditional IRAs, self-directed IRAs enable investors to purchase alternative investments. So these investments you can think of as businesses through private equity or hedge funds, precious metals, collectibles, cryptocurrency. But predominantly, we're receiving a lot of questions that come to how do I purchase real estate in my self-directed IRA?
Yeah. And really, just to make this clear, it is an option. It is a tricky option that you need to be aware of, because there can be some significant pitfalls where you could potentially cause your whole traditional IRA to become non-qualified. And that would be as if you withdraw the entire balance in 1 year. You know, that's a pretty big tax bill, Jordan.
No, Zach, that's exactly right. And, you know, there are pros and there are cons. And I think diving into the details of, you know, what are advantages, disadvantages, so our listeners can have a more clear understanding of what they're getting into. And I think that's just going to help them make a more informed decision down the road. Would you agree there, Zach?
Absolutely. So to walk you through this, they're unavailable through mainstream firms. You can't go to Fidelity and open up a self-directed IRA. You've got to go to a specific firm or custodian that's going to allow you to almost get a checkbook for your IRA and then go out and purchase real estate. You're not typically going to receive a lot of advice or guidance on these. There's specific actions that you have to perform and due diligence and really accept the consequences if something goes wrong here.
Zach, you're exactly right. And you know, when we're fielding calls from clients, what I've seen is what they enjoy most about these self-directed IRA accounts is the control and flexible use of how, you know, you're not necessarily limited to the stock and bond market. And so that's appealing to a lot of investors, and that certainly resonates with us as well. But to your point, there are disadvantages I think that we ought to highlight, because they're not always a superior option to more traditional IRAs. And from my vantage point, you know, when I'm looking at, does this make sense for an investor? We're taking a look at fees. And self-directed IRAs, more often than not, are very, very expensive. On average, fees can be double or triple the costs of more traditional IRAs. So that's a very, very important topic to make sure our listeners are aware of.
Now, Jordan, it does come with some pros. I mean, if you were to buy a real estate property and it appreciates significantly, you're not going to have to pay the capital gains when you sell that property. And so, you know, that can be very appealing, especially when you're looking at a Roth tax-free growth on the account. And so, you know, that definitely can't be ignored. But I think there's a place for this, and there is a lot of things that can be beneficial to a client, but it's definitely not for everyone.
Yeah, I hear you, Zach. And to build on that point, a lot of our clients, you know, they would love to see tax-free rental income coming to them where it's on a tax-deferred basis, but nonetheless, when dollars are ultimately withdrawn, yeah, there could be some tax consequences there. But on the con side, if you're utilizing these self-directed IRAs for real estate investments, it's a very hands-off approach. And so you cannot directly work on the property. Yep. You cannot directly collect rent, which perhaps developers may not like. And also, you can't live on the property. And so there are a lot of nuances in terms of it's not as straightforward as a lot of our listeners may think. And so ultimately, we want you to know what you're getting into before you make a decision where, you know, 5-10 years down the line, you're regretting it.
Yeah, and that's not just you. That includes you, your spouse, your children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents, a linear relationship. So often clients will say, hey, I'm going to buy this real estate property. I want to do the self-directed IRA, get this tax-free growth on the property if it appreciates, but I'm just going to let my kids go there. And again, that is a something that could potentially disqualify your IRA, force you to take that all as a distribution in 1 year. If you're before 59 and a half, you're getting taxes and penalties. So definitely just some things to be aware of. In conclusion here, Jordan, do you have any other thoughts that you think our viewers should know?
You know, we brought up some really, really good points. I think generally speaking, we're here for our clients. We're fiduciary investors. We put their best interests first. If you have an interest in learning more about these nuanced self-directed IRAs, give us a call and we're here to help.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and please subscribe, leave us a review. For more information, visit our website, aristawealth.com, or reach out to us on social media. Thanks for joining us.
This episode of the Arista Wealth Podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more advice on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle so you can focus on living your dreams. Don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.